Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm Wang Ying.
I'm Chen Xuan.
After running several rounds of emergency drills, the traffic authorities have completed their preparations at the CIIE venue. Zhang Yue has more.
Transportation authorities have been running safety and standard vehicle maintenance checks on shuttle buses during the past week, as well as maintaining COVID-19 management and control measures for the drivers. The shuttle buses will be carrying visitors from the P1 parking lot to the National Convention and Exhibition Center. The exits of East Xujing Metro Station and a designated area for taxis have also set up a buffer and waiting zone to avoid congestion. The P1 and P2 parking lots were reserved for buses at previous import expos, but this year they will be open to smaller vehicles as well.
There are more than 500 spots for smaller vehicles in the P1 and P2 parking lots. Currently, P1 is fully booked, but there are still plenty of spots available in the P2 lot.
Visitors heading to the CIIE are able to find the best route to the venue, a detailed map of the expo venue, and empty parking spots on Suixinxing smartphone app.
We will follow up on the user experience, such as which parts of the city had more users and what their demands were. This will help us improve for next year, like optimizing existing routes or adding new routes.
The Suixinxing app also shows users the location of nearby gas stations, banks, restaurants, and PCR test sites.
China issued a white paper on the Beidou navigation satellite system today. Titled China's Beidou Navigation Satellite System in the New Era, the white paper said the BDS has been building to a world-class navigation system. Zhang Yue has more.
The white paper laid out how China plans to refine the system by improving its operations, promoting sustainable development of BDS-based applications, and upgrading its governance in coming years.
All 30 satellites in BDS-3 have performed well. Millions of parts and devices in more than 300 categories of the satellites are all developed and manufactured in China with outstanding performances. Tests have shown the global positioning accuracy is better than 5 meters, and it's even better in the Asia-Pacific region, as the services have outperformed what were designed.
The white paper showed the total output value of the country's satellite navigation and location-based service industry reached 470 billion yuan in 2021. The BDS provides coverage in various sectors, and the range of users continues to increase. By the end of June this year, there were more than 8 million vehicles equipped with BDS terminals. Such vehicles used in the agriculture, forestry, husbandry, and fishery sector reached 1.3 million. And those used in the public security sector hit more than 1.8 million. The scale of BDS applications is being expanded in the sectors of communication and time services, weather monitoring, emergency relief, and urban management.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in a video address that some 4.5 million Ukrainians, more than 10% of the pre-war population, were temporarily without power on Thursday evening due to Russia-Ukraine conflict. Lei Shuran has more.
Zelensky said Kyiv and 10 other regions suffered a power outage. He urged local authorities to save power, saying this was not the time for bright shop windows or signs.
As of this evening, about 4.5 million people have been temporarily disconnected from the power grid according to emergency and stabilization schedules.
The UN nuclear watchdog said on Thursday it had found no sign of undeclared nuclear activity at 3 sites in Ukraine. Moscow has repeatedly accused Ukraine of planning to use a conventional explosive device laced with radioactive material, also known as a dirty bomb, and said institutes linked to nuclear industry were involved in the preparations for such explosives. The Ukrainian government denied the accusation. Also, 7 grain vessels left Ukrainian ports on Thursday after Russia resumed its participation in the UN-brokered Black Sea grain export deal. Russia on Wednesday announced its decision to resume grain exports, saying Ukraine has promised not to use the humanitarian corridor for military purposes. In Germany, Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock announced the initiation of a coordinated action plan by G7 countries that will supply aid to the people of Ukraine through the winter, as well as providing support to the country's power grid.